I don't know. I never did have a word for it myself. Apparently a lot of people do, but I guess...
Well, it just seemed like since you mentioned it, there is a name.
My grandmother used to call it a grass plat, I think. But that's the only word I've heard people use for it.
Now, that really wasn't the name that we call it for the garden, I love it.
What do you call a ditch by the side of a graded road in level country? Would you call it a special kind of ditch, or would you simply call it a ditch?
I think we just call it a ditch, a road ditch.
What do you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats and doesn't do any work?
I call him a stray dog.
Okay. What name do you have for the gentle sound that horses make at feeding time?
I believe it was called whinny or whicker. I believe we used to call it whicker. But that really wasn't the word, was it? It's whinny, isn't it?
I always called it whinny, I think.
Yeah,
I think so.
I get it too, but a lot of people say
quicker. I know a long time ago they always said a horse quicker.
Uh-huh.
I think Granny said quicker.
Yeah, I believe she did, come to think of it. What do you call a chicken bone that children like to play with? It shapes sort of like this, and they split it apart.
Oh, that's a pull bone. Pulley bone, I don't know how you say it, pull bone.
What do you call a second growth of hay or clover? The first growth is cut off and then it just grows right back.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sprouts out, but I really wouldn't know what you call it.
Okay. What do you call bread that's made out of cornmeal?
Cornbread.
And what are some other things that you make out of cornmeal in the kitchen?
Well, I make something they call corn dodgers.
And now how are
hush puppies.
How are the corn dodgers made?
Well, you just practically don't put any shortening or anything in them. Just mix them up with water and just make hard, just a little bit. Make little hard balls out of them and drop them in your turnip greens, really what my mother used to call corn dodgers.
Okay.
And the hush puppies is very much the same, only you drop them in the grease where you fry the fish.
Right.
I believe it's about all I can remember besides cornbread and corn sticks and corn muffins.
Well, now, for sticks and muffins, would you use the same kind of...
You use the little shortening and egg and milk in them, you know, to make them puffy.
Uh-huh.
But if you put that in your dodgers, they'd come apart in your...
Right. Well, with sticks and muffins, you use a muffin tin or...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bake them.
What do you call cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
I don't know. Seems like I used to hear people say they call them pone.
Okay. Do you know how those were made?
I sure don't. I never made any of them.
Well, do you remember people talking about whether they wrapped them up in anything or what they cooked them in the fire?
I sure don't. I never seen it done. I heard about it.
Uh-huh.
It looks like they'd be gritty if they didn't wrap them up, don't
yeah,
they?
Some people wrapped them up in a turnip leaf, I think, and some people wrapped them up in paper.
I really don't know that.
What do you call cornmeal that's cooked in boiling water? You cook it pretty much like you do grits.
Call it gruel, I guess.
What do you call bread and loaves that's made out of white flour?
Light bread or egg.
What do you call a round sweet thing? It's about that big around and has a hole in the middle.
Donuts.
What do you call round flat cakes that you make with white flour and cook on a greased skillet and you eat them with syrup?
Pancakes or fritters, however you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.